Off the Ball, GAA.
I actually text Tommy Rooney for tips on how to start a podcast. I was pricing ayahuasca retreats, so I think for the safety of everybody, it's better off just to throw all the headspace into an intercounty game.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Crappy Quiz on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by Centra. Kick off with a cold one. Over 18s only, drink responsibly. Get the facts. Visit drinkaware.ie.
Chris Bond.
Oh, you're kidding me.
San Antonio Spurs.
Damn it.
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
I know. Is that right?
Tottenham and Aston Villa.
Hey! He's trying to cheat and you're trying to let him.
Lads, if that's the way it's going to go now, there's no point in us being here, really. We're not going to do it seriously.
Yes, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome along to the Sherry segment on a multitude of platforms. It's the scintillating, splendido, stupefying, all wrong way around here, Crappy Quiz. Each week, we pick three OTB cranks off the scrappy bit of trivia and pit them against each other in a quiz of sporting factoids at the end of the week. And with the League of Ireland back, we hope, recording here pre-pitch inspection, the Crappy Quiz will be available on Off the Ball YouTube and the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed, available for all for the month of February. So good news there. Please also welcome our new sponsors. Today, the Crappy Quiz is in partnership with Centra. Make sure your fridge is match ready to kick off with a cold one. Over 18s only, drink responsibly. Get the facts, drink aware, visit drinkaware.ie. Did we have a cold one last night as we sat down for Ireland?
No.
Did actually.
Humiliation in Paris.
We out?
Yeah, there was a few of Team OTB out and about last night watching the game and... it was...
Good atmosphere?
Not really, to be honest. Like, I didn't really get why people are cheering when the Ireland scored the first and second tries because, like, they're never going to come back. Like,
well, my cheer was because, Ger will know this, it was because it just brought back some warm memories because that was what always used to happen in Paris. We would go get hammered at half by halftime. Yeah. They would score again in the second half and then Ireland would inexplicably dominate the last 30 minutes of the game and only lose by a respectable margin.
Yeah.
I think that, if DuPont had been yellow carded, they might have got a losing bonus point or they might have got a four-try bonus point. So there's the tournament's not done just because you're, like, maybe the third or fourth worst team in it.
It's not unusual to be well beaten by an amazing French team when you've got loads of players missing. It's not that bad.
I found I don't know what the score was, whether it was 29-0 still. But there's a big celebration when they, like, won a turnover.
Yeah.
At the start of the second half,
Oh, God.
Prendergast was going to all the pack and hitting them on the back.
That's very American football. It's like your season's going nowhere.
They had two positives in a row.
I think it was his brother had won a penalty, so that I gave him a bit of a pass for that.
He checked himself in the moment.
Pretty quickly.
You can see it.
Yeah. They had two positive moments in a row or something like that, and it was very much the kind of it. We're like, you know, come on, let's, like, do something. I didn't mind it too much.
I heard you were trolling, Dara.
Last night,
yeah.
Was I
about his boys?
Yeah. Oh yeah,
he's very unhappy with some members of OTB.
Oh yeah,
some of the football men,
specifically David.
I don't know. Trolling is a strong word and has all sorts of negative connotations. I think it was just gentle ribbing.
Aren't we all Irish?
Gentle ribbing.
Aren't they as much your team as they are his?
No. Loads of people don't like the Irish rugby team. Loads of my pals were celebrating last night.
I never understand that.
Sending through
say,
all the, the Irish rugby should be in charge of the country. Remember that piece on the front of one of the papers?
Yeah. You see...
Remember Neil Frano doing the it's our national sport
surely
now?
Surely the problem there is...
Frano.
The national sport, the people who do those things rather than the actual, like, not supporting your own country. If you're a sports fan.
You're saying a plague on all their houses, is that what you're saying, Michael?
I don't know. I mean, some people have had some mad things to say about the Irish rugby team over the years. Anyway, allow me to introduce you to today's purveyors of sporting eejitry. Up first, a man who's been doing God's work for his county lately. There's been Kildare folk galore filling slots on Off the Ball Breakfast in recent weeks. We've had some pronunciation education.
No one's paying attention.
No, he was very much Jeremy Lachman on the match last night. He's even started a campaign for Leinster to abandon the rebuilt RDS in favour of a new stadium in the real heartland. Rumour has it himself, Christy Moore and Jareth Regan are planning a march in the Dáil next week, campaigning for the long overdue statue to Charlie McCreevy to be erected outside Leinster House. It's what? All come.
No.
It's all come from the domination of with five Kildare men starting for Ireland in Paris last night. So chances are he's probably gone a bit quiet on the whole thing this morning. Please welcome the tyrant, Ger Gilroy.
36-14. There was like a record defeat incoming as when someone pointed it out to me. I was like, it was a bit concerned.
It was funny. At some point, Jordan is like got a message from Dara, who normally wouldn't be, certainly for an Irish rugby match. He's not getting in touch with you mid-match. But it was, Ulster lads are playing well, aren't they? And he goes after it, yeah. So
everything is parochial. Yeah, there we go. Next up, someone who flattered to deceive in his early crappy quiz appearances, but like Dennis Bergkamp in his second season at Arsenal, last time out, the whole game slowed down and he showed his class, easing to victory. Is it too early to say we saw the birth of a new quizzing powerhouse? Well, we haven't a clue, really, because for some reason we haven't asked him back since. But here he is, still with something to prove. It's David, the Fountain Wilson.
Yeah. Actually did hear over Christmas you were like giving the stats out about how many quizzes I'd won or whatever. It's actually Dad that told me this because he's a big crappy quiz fan, but
welcome Mr. Wilson.
I had like a 12% win rate or something,
I think you won one of five or whatever.
It's not bad. So hang on, your dad gave you the percentage win rate?
So
would you like to keep updated a database for us? Is he available to become the new Cillo Allahan?
You know what? I wouldn't mind it because I had to go through every quiz last year just to do the individual stats at the start of the crappy quiz of the year. Finally, he sampled what life was like on the other side of the glass last week. His fresh new take on the crappy quiz provided confusion, mainly. It was also solely designed to make this quizmaster use an unforgivable word on radio, and for that there will be retribution. He volunteered to move to the full-time into the old writing. Would the crappy quiz kingdom be the same without its king? Please welcome His Majesty King Arthur O.P.H.D.
Do you know what's funny, speaking of parents? My mum always catches it in the morning, so the Monday morning early, and when it's replayed over News Talk. And I got a message... I just got a message last Saturday asking, did you write the quiz?
Asking your mum?
Asking. It's like, I was like, how do you know that? It was like, because like, you wouldn't, I don't, like, it might have been referenced. Style. But it was like, oh, no, I knew something was different.
Better.
It was good. It was
not,
very good.
Not different or better, like, but it was just, it was like, huh, people love it.
Yeah.
I don't, like, of all the things, anything, because I obviously share a name with my father, so people who'll know thing will see his name or anything. They're always, it's always the quiz they talk about. That's the only thing.
It's the only thing.
All's well.
Other good shows are available.
Loads,
on
but it's just,
ball too.
It's just amazing the tale it has. Yeah.
This is news to me that it's repeated every Monday morning on News Talk.
Yeah,
there
yeah.
There you go. I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's like 6 to 7 or something.
I suppose
like
the overnights aren't don't stretch in.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, great. It's a good slot. Yeah.
Yeah. People are up and about.
Add that into the Jay and Lawrence.
Well, look, I mean, here's the thing. If you want to be on the radio at 6 o'clock in the morning before Shane Beattie on News Talk on Monday mornings, please send any questions you have via email, crappyquiz@offtheball.com. Or if you don't think it's time to let the always dies, you can still send us your questions via postcard, Quizmaster, Off the Ball Towers, Marconi House, Diggs Lane, Dublin 2. I suppose we should get into it with the Call Your Shot round. Round one, everybody's favourite. I'm going to give you a set of questions with list answers. You can each bid on how many you can name. The person with the highest bid will then see how many they can answer without getting one wrong. If they reach the number, they win the point. If they don't or get one wrong at any time, the remaining two players will then be asked to name how many they can name from the remaining answers. And if they don't reach that mark, the last man standing wins the coward's point. We will allow counter bids when it is your turn to do so. Question one. We're going to go with Ger bidding first here, then David, then Arthur. A question about happier times in Ireland-France relations. A 24-9 win over Les Bleus in the 2015 Rugby World Cup. How many of the Ireland 23 can you name from that day? This is a purposely tough one because you have to be very sure they played if you're going to name them.
Oh, God.
So we beat them.
It was 24-9.
It was 2015
in the 2015 World Cup group, Ireland topped the group.
And you want me to name of the 23?
How many you think are?
Do I get to counter a bid?
Yeah.
Then I'll go 8.
David.
I'll go 9.
No.
Okay. Do you want to do more than 9?
10.
No. Let him at it.
Yeah, go on.
Okay. So 10 of the 23. That's very doable.
2015 Rugby World Cup.
Yes.
So I'm going to go Sean O'Brien, who gets suspended afterwards. I'm going to go...
All the players that ended up out or injured.
I'm going to go Paul O'Connell.
Yes. There we go. There's two players who didn't make the quarterfinal.
I'm going to go... What's his name? Oh, I can't believe I've forgotten
his name. If he gets this wrong...
You just have to bid on the remaining answers.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm struggling a little bit here now.
So we got two so far. He needs 10.
I think you baited him up there to 10. Lovely. ain't got too high with it.
That's right. Like,
I was actually going to say 17. So I'll
17.
Yeah, no, I get this. It's coming. I just need to remember Madigan.
Rugby players. Yes, Ian Madigan.
Jared Payne.
Moment.
Heard that name in a
Jared Payne is wrong. You gone.
So how many is he named? Three.
Three.
That's bullshit.
Well, what'd you do? That's why you got your 10.
I don't know why it's bullshit.
You were going to try and name 17.
I would have had them as well.
How many more do we have to name?
This has gone bananas. Let me just double check who was in this.
It's just a lot of words at the start and I didn't really
I kind of zoned out.
To be honest.
It was a tough one to... Do we have to name seven to get a... Someone's getting a point.
Yeah.
Someone's getting a point. The person who does... So, yeah, you can start again now. You can start on bids again. David goes first. There are 20 left. And of those 20, how many can you...
That's just made up.
It isn't made up. This is all in the preamble.
So, but those three are gone.
Terms and conditions available on offtheball.com.
Those three are gone. You start the new bid system.
20.
There's 20 left, yeah. So, David, bid. He's right. He's... Arthur's looking at your names.
No, I'm not.
Five, yeah.
Okay. I could do seven.
Oh, he's gone. He skipped six there. Okay, name that seven.
Went too hard.
Yeah, he should have just went six. I know it can feel a little bit formulaic, but there's a reason for it.
Right.
It's like going mad in a game of X's and O's.
Mm.
So he went SOB. He got three, so okay, I have his three.
Ah.
Connor Murray
is correct, yeah.
Okay. Keane Healy
is correct, yeah.
Unless there's some
very early thing down the Jared Payne route.
Because he was one of the five who was missing in the quarterfinal.
Mm.
And he was the one that they complained that we had no defence because he was... Boy, are you sure he's...
Yeah.
Are you sure he's not there?
He might have been the one that was missing before the quarterfinal or before that France.
I can't.
So you've said two out of the seven. There.
I could be mistaken, but Sexton.
Yeah, Sexton. Yeah, that was the game he got injured.
I'll go with. Scott him. What year are we in now? 2016. What do you played? Rory Best.
Rory Best is right. Yeah. That's four, is it?
Yeah, that's four, yeah. So three more.
I'm just going to read the paper now. It's stupid round.
What about Rob Kearney?
Rob Kearney is correct. Yeah. Rob Kearney would have played most games back then.
This is a bit of a punt because I kind of vaguely remember him going off injured, but I don't know if it was in this game. Tommy Bowe. Yeah.
Is correct, yeah. Again, one of the many, many players that wasn't available the next day. Of all the bottle conversation about Ireland and quarterfinals, like, they were ravaged for the Argentina game.
Yeah. Depth chart, though. Should have had a better depth chart.
They kind of did. The happened was Argentina just came out and beat them in the first few minutes and Ireland literally got back to level.
Mm.
And it was brilliant. And they just had no legs left. They were just gone then after that.
Argentina were very good.
Yeah, exactly. It was a brilliant Argentina.
We kind of...
I still think if O'Connell, Sexton and a couple of others were there...
If Sean O'Brien played.
Yeah.
Devon Toner?
Yes, Devon Toner. Well played.
That's seven.
Is that everyone?
That's everyone.
Wow, that's impressive. Yes.
Fair play.
Well done, Arthur. A rugby point.
What was the front row then? I couldn't think.
The front row was Healy, Best, and Mike Ross. Oh, so we had Healy and Best.
Furlong was the bench.
Furlong wasn't there, no.
Was he not?
He was after. Ooh. So the players you didn't get, the centres were Keith Earls and Robbie Henshaw, which suggested Jared Payne was definitely down if Earls was playing at 13. Dave Kearney was on the wing. Oh, Mike Ross, we said. Peter O'Matney.
Yeah.
Was in the back row with Sean O'Brien and Jamie Heaslip.
Oh, yeah.
Never missed the game.
Loves a podcast.
The bench then, Rickard Strauss, Jack McGrath, Nathan White.
Don't even know who that is.
No.
He was Connacht, wasn't he? Ian Henderson, Chris Henry, Owen Redden, Yased Madigan, and Luke Fitzgerald.
Owen Redden.
So, Arthur gets off the mark. Question two, David, you're bidding first here. How many All-Ireland winning football managers since 1980 do you think you can name?
Oh, that's a great question.
There are 24 of them.
Oh, that's a cracker.
Since 1980.
The obvious break there being like it was the post
that's made up
selection committees and everything like that. You know what I mean? So yeah. There were some managers in the '70s, but you know,
sorry. So
they transfer over.
What year?
80.
There's 24. You said.
Yeah,
I'll go 10.
All right.
Me.
Yeah.
11.
20.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not even going to write any down.
No,
when you could possibly have named 15, why would you want to ask the name 20?
Sean, anybody gone?
No,
Sean Boylan, Mickey Hart,
yeah,
Kieran McGeaney, Jim Gavin.
Yeah.
I'm going to struggle.
Slow down a wee bit.
Eugene McGee.
Sorry, who did you say there?
Eugene McGee, Mick O'Dwyer.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Kevin Heffernan.
Can't keep up with this.
No.
Okay, that's four.
Oh, the player manager.
Hold on a minute now.
The player manager is a
Mickey Hart.
Solicitor Marino. What the flip is his name?
Mickey Hart. So I have Kieran McGeaney, Jim Gavin,
I'm blanking on this. It's shocking.
Sean Boylan, Kevin Heffernan, Eugene McGee, and Mick O'Dwyer. So we have seven.
If you weren't...
Of the 20 that you need.
If you weren't going to be a footballer, what would you have been? Well, I always fancied myself as a matador. Who is it?
If anybody even knew, they wouldn't tell you, but I'm not sure.
People are shouting at the radio. Okay, so Joe Kernan.
Yeah, Joe Kernan. Yeah, he's back here. He's back naming. That's eight.
Conor Cunahan.
Yeah.
Show, actually.
Pat Gilroy.
Yeah.
Okay, so what am I missing now?
I think you've 10 more to get there.
The Kerry lads. Pat Fitzgerald.
Who?
No.
Pat O'Shea.
There's slightly different rules for this round than it's not as established as the thing.
He had time to say an answer. Said who? Then he checked.
I feel
himself.
Like he misspoke though and
Jack
didn't
O'Connor.
Know who he was saying.
Jack O'Connor.
It's slightly
that's
different
the point
rules.
Of the game.
But it's like. But it, he,
I'm my, happy.
The,
him,
can I just say that the pressure of the pass the parcel round, that they do have to be different. So if they're both survive, right? The pressure to pass the parcel is
God forbid.
The pressure of having to go whatever. Yeah. Whereas this is like, can you name the 20?
All right.
And
okay.
I do feel like you can name the 20. Now it's not. That's.
I say he doesn't get another one of them.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. That's
so who did you say there? Pat O'Shea.
Pat Fitzgerald.
Jack O'Connor.
The two Tyrone lads.
The two Tyrone lads. I'll give you that.
Does that count as two?
It does count as two, yeah.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, the way I've done it. But you need the name.
Oh, yeah.
The solicitor and the vet.
Yeah.
The footballer of the year, I'll eat my hat.
What is the story between now and everybody's profession?
I'll eat my hat if he wins the footballer of the year. Brian Dewar. Brian Dewar.
Yeah.
How many is he on?
I have to count on her.
And
18. 13.
Oh, are you sure?
Give me a fright there,
are you sure? That sounds light. Dewar and Fergal.
Come here, can you tell me who you said
Logan.
During...
Fergal Logan.
Fergal Logan, well done, yeah. Can you tell me who you said during the Pat O'Shea gate?
Pat O'Shea and Jack O'Connor.
Okay.
Paulie O'Shea.
Hmm.
You said him already, yeah, we have him marked off.
I didn't.
No. Well, it'd be Pat O'Shea and Paulie O'Shea, I'd say, maybe, unless it was some...
Okay.
John O'Mahony.
Mm. Yeah, we're getting there, we're getting
good one.
There.
So I must be very close.
Well, there's 24, so I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I have 9 left, and you need to have got...
Five more.
Cork goalkeeper. The Cork goalkeeper.
Yeah.
What's his name? With the grey hair.
He didn't have grey hair when he was Cork goalkeeper.
No, when he was the manager, by the time he was a Silver Fox. Well, I'll come back to him. Okay, just write down Silver Fox.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah. I can't remember his name either.
Ah, lad.
I know. Yeah, I know.
I think I know his name. The
game. Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know.
I do. No, sorry. I do.
So sorry. What are yours am I missing then?
Just asking a lot of questions here for someone who can't possibly get any answers.
Early 80s, I've done.
You'd have been home
Mikko,
and home.
Heffo.
Nobody would have done 16.
No.
Mikko and Heffo, I've done that. And then the player manager comes in. Whose name I've forgotten for the one season.
His name is gone.
Paddy Cullen.
Oh, now you are gone. You are gone. Paddy Cullen lost the All-Ireland final.
I know.
He's only gone.
I just remembered. And his
hard look. Okay.
How many did I get?
I have to be quiet here because we still have more bids to go.
16.
Oh. 16. Which means that there are
eight
left. It's still David's bid first because he went first in this round.
Eight
left. How many do you think you can name? There's no hope in hell you wouldn't have got a go if you'd picked 16.
Two
of the eight. Okay, Arthur, can you beat that?
Three.
Do you want to try and beat three? The coward's point's the best point you can win, I'm telling you.
No.
Yeah, okay, coward's point for David if Arthur can't name three.
I've already given him.
Does he have three written down, though?
Yeah, Eamon Fitzmaurice.
Oh, well, you're in trouble.
Oh, my God.
Eamon Fitzmaurice,
yeah.
Brian McAniff,
yeah.
Pete McGrath.
Jim McGuinness.
I wasn't sure if you said him or not.
Billy Morgan.
You probably should have went a little higher, at least on try. Eamon Coleman.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The Dubs manager you were thinking of, Dr. Pat O'Neill. And Desi Farrell.
Jesus! Actually, sorry, but yeah. you're missing the Dublin player manager.
No, Tony Hannah. That was in the '70s.
Oh, so that whole preamble was useless.
Heffo was back. Yeah. So there you go. Arthur gets another point.
Yeah, look, I could have made it easy.
Arthur, you're going.
It could have
been
a boring round with us getting five or six.
You're going first here, and this could be a full bid. So going first could be an advantage here. Finally, I want London teams that have played in the Premier League. How many can you name?
Many are there?
I'll tell you after you bid.
But what? But did you definitely said beforehand there was 24 managers? Yeah, that's what we bid. I'm sure I could bid 100. I don't know how many.
If you overbid, then somebody else will get a go.
What? Why are you introducing
so many? Can you name?
But why? You don't know. We don't know how. I can't bid if I don't know how many there are.
Look, I'm making it up as I go along.
Yeah,
like, you know,
it's the whole point of a quiz, like, for 20 years.
I feel like you have a massive advantage here because you could probably name them all.
What constitutes London?
That's a very good point, actually. Yeah, it's
basically Brighton these days.
Defined as in the borough of London or whatever. So there's nothing surprising, but there's a couple of clubs that you would think of as London-ish, but you know they're not London. But I haven't included them.
Okay. Okay. I'm just
you know
gonna
what I mean? I'll tell you this after.
Have a stab in the dark. I'll say 9.
Okay. Sure.
11.
12.
Okay, so Arthur gets to go because there's only 10.
Ooh. <It's> only 10.
I'm sure they exist. They just never played in the Premier League.
Oh, okay. Arsenal.
I think there's 17 London clubs.
This is we've played in the Premier League.
Yeah.
Arsenal, Chelsea. Fulham.
Yeah.
West Ham.
Yeah. Why is West Ham the specific team that everybody says with the accent?
It's the most cockney team.
You might go Liverpool, but other than that, like, it's just those two really, isn't it?
Watford.
Oh, Newcastle. Watford are gone. They're outside of London. Yeah. That was the check. I literally made it.
Yeah.
Watford are in they're in a county that isn't
Hertfordshire? No.
That seems harsh.
It is, to be fair, but
they're on the underground.
Okay, so there's seven left then. Jerry, you get to go next. You've named six, haven't you? No, you named four.
Four.
Yeah.
Was that you've been dealing there?
Six left.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Nick's like, yeah.
I'm very confused.
Don't ask me any questions.
Yeah.
I'm going to go four.
I'll go five. I kind of have to, don't I?
No,
I'm
going to go.
Kara's point.
All right.
Very much not a coward in the previous rounds.
Yeah.
Rogue.
Queen's Park Rangers.
Yes.
Hold on.
literally sort of count with my fingers. I think it's probably the easiest thing to do here.
Crystal Palace.
Yeah. That's two. How many do you need? Five, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Three more. They're obvious. There's definitely teams in the Premier League now.
We see there's ones I'm not. I'm not, for avoidance of doubt here, I'm just looking at the situation with Watford. I can't come back in.
I actually looked up what is Watford in London. And it's like, no, it's not. It's in whatever. It's on the tube line or whatever, but it's outside London.
Yeah.
That's mad.
When did Jared Payne get injured?
Palace, QPR.
They trade off that now.
Chelsea, Spurs.
No, they act a bit London-y, do they?
They're not telling you they're from wherever.
Some made up county name.
Yeah.
There's none in the Premier League that I'm missing at the minute.
Not answering you.
Just say a few wrong ones anyway, just correct yourself.
Yeah, it's true, actually. As long as I get them in a certain time
what?
Frame.
What do I mean? All right.
Yeah. No, they didn't play in the Premier League.
He didn't say it there.
He's working it out.
Yeah.
How many more does he need?
Three.
All right.
Yeah, I've won.
I've only got two. He's gone. He's finished. Point to me.
Yeah, go on.
He said it about four times.
Yeah, go on.
Okay. Carrot's point.
Brentford.
Yeah.
Charlton.
Yeah.
But done.
Yeah.
Don't need any more.
Wimbledon.
Oh yeah.
And
Millwall.
Is Wimbledon
Tottenham Hotspur?
Oh, he didn't say Spurs. Yeah. Someone went to Arsenal, Chelsea first instead of
Arsenal, Chelsea, Fulham is what Arthur went with. So confused everybody. So there we go. That means that after one round of the quiz and it being a half an hour into it, Arthur's on 2 points. Jer's on 1 point. He got a coward's point. And
a great round. We can all agree.
Don't worry though. Round two, a little bit quicker, in a bid to end Arthur's tyranny in the Wikipedia round and to speed up the quiz a little bit, and mainly because the quiz hasn't been smutty enough in recent times. We're introducing a new round today, simply called Footballer or Porn Star. In this round, I will give you each a person's name, and you simply have to tell me: is this person, or was this person, a professional footballer or a star of adult entertainment?
You're in the week.
Sandra are going to love this.
Where's this going?
Pony or phony?
We'll do two rounds of this. And just to make sure you just don't get lucky with your yes or no answer. So, Arthur, you're up first here for this one. I want you to tell me, Jizz Hornkamp, footballer or porn star?
did he get passed over?
No, they don't get passed over,
I do think he's a Dutch footballer.
Jizz Hornkamp.
Yeah, why not?
Is a Dutch footballer. Yeah, he is born 7th of March 1998. Is a Dutch professional footballer who plays as a forward for
AZ Alkmaar.
He's a teammate of Troy Parrott.
How do you look this up? Well, what's your search terms?
Because Jizz Hornkamp signed for AZ recently, and then this became my that led to this round. The rest of them had to be looked up. Okay. Shane. David.
That lad from Monaghan.
Yeah.
You go on.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Max Cream, footballer or porn star?
This is like entertainment.
Max Cream. Max Cream. Footballer.
Max Ian Joseph Cream is an American former professional soccer player. He was a full-time professional with Scottish Premier League sides Dundee United and Dunfermline Athletic, former German Zwei Bundesliga side SV Meppen, League of Ireland side Shelburne, and former USL side Cleveland City Stars before joining the English semi-professional ranks in 2009. Max Cream.
Are these
Max
all going to be footballers?
Shell's legend.
That's okay. My theory.
Sure.
I wasn't going to voice that and go.
Fabian Assman.
Oh, God.
Footballer.
Footballer or porn star?
Footballer.
Walter Fabian Assman is an Argentine professional footballer who plays as a goalkeeper. There you go.
Is it spelled Assman?
With an extra N at the end.
Oh, okay. Oh, German.
Okay.
One of those Argentine.
Yeah.
You've all been right so far. The second round of this. Mark Wood, footballer or porn star?
There's got to be a footballer called Mark Wood somewhere along the line.
Mark Wood is an American pornographic actor and director. And according to IMDb, he has appeared in 1,961 features.
Jesus.
Where at it?
Okay. David. Roger Johnson.
No,
footballer or porn star?
Come on.
Footballer.
Footballer. Yeah. Did he have Birmingham? Birmingham. I remembered it. But there you go. Roger Johnson.
I think he's an artist now.
He's a football manager now, actually. He was most recently manager of Brackley Town.
Oh, yeah.
And finally, the Jer. Mick Blue, footballer or porn star?
Can you spell it?
B-L-U-E.
Porn star.
Mick Blue is an Austrian adult entertainment and adult film director. He has won over 25 awards, including the 2015 and 2017 AVN Award for Male Performer of the Year and the X-Biz Award for Male Performer of the Year in 2022. He was inducted into AVN Hall of Fame in 2017.
That is Mick Blue.
Longevity.
After that round, Arthur remains in the lead with 3. David is on 2. He did very well in the footballer or porn star round. And Jer is also on 3. Up next, back to your normal scheduled programming. It's the Pass the Parcel of Doom round. This round, all you got to do is give me a list and a name that's on a list of names I have, and the Parcel of Doom passes on to the next contestant.
This always takes about 4 hours, Mick, and we're
hurrying up here as much as I can, okay? Yep. Right, you all know the rules. The order is, again, as you're sitting, it's Jer, David, Arthur. Anyone who has been a head coach in the men's Six Nations since the year 2000, when the Six Nations was invented.
Do we know how many there are?
42 names in this list.
42 names. Okay.
That many.
Eddie O'Sullivan.
Eddie O'Sullivan is right, yeah.
It's me, yeah?
Yeah.
Andy Farrell.
Sorry, it's any head coach or just Ireland?
No, any.
Oh, Eddie Jones.
Eddie Jones, yeah.
Joe Schmidt.
That's correct.
Fabien Galthié.
Fabien Galthié is right.
Warren Gatland.
Yep. Ireland and Wales.
Steve Borthwick
is right too. Where are you, Steve?
Gregor Townsend,
yeah.
Of course.
Since the year 2000. Our own Matt Williams.
Our own Matt Williams was Scotland coach.
Declan Kidney.
Conor O'Shea. Former Italy coach. Good shout.
Stuart Lancaster.
Stuart Lancaster. Does he qualify as our own?
Ah, yeah. So Clive Woodward.
Yeah.
Martin Johnson.
Martin Johnson is right too, yeah.
Mike Ruddock.
Our own. 2005 Grand Slam winner.
I have one left.
What do you have to have done to be considered a coach in the...
You have to have head coached in a game in the Six Nations.
Easterby.
Yeah, Simon Easterby, yeah. No, I am absolutely including interim and caretaker coaches, yeah.
Rob Howley
was caretaker twice.
Oh, shout.
For... Warren Gatland in Lions years, 13 and 17.
My last one, I think he did, Philippe Saint-André. Is he head coach of France?
Yeah, that's right.
Andy Robinson?
Yeah.
Mm.
Matt Sherritt.
Jesus
Christ.
Wales caretaker last year. When Warren got the boot, never go back. Lee Howard Kendall. Must be a more modern reference than that, is there?
I think I might be Goose now, to be honest.
Kenny Dalglish. So we've all three still in, yeah? For now. Has Arthur got one more out of the fire?
No, I don't think so. I can't. There's a French name I have in mind, but I don't have a clue. No, I'm gone.
Fair enough. Chair.
Graham Henry.
Everyone did quite well so far in this round. Graham Henry was Wales coach.
Yeah, that was a risky one. I was gonna. But he was the coach at Lions when 2001 was it? No, when did he coach the Lions?
You're all over time here now.
Henry coached the Lions.
Yeah. 2005.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, you're right. The first time.
A risky Bernard Laporte.
That's what I was thinking. He was there for like 42 years.
So yeah, I couldn't possibly
pre 2000
ball guy.
Had some issues. Minister for Sport in a certain time.
I was getting confused.
Kind of looked like Ed Harris's character in The Truman Show.
Won the right to host the World Cup, beating us out.
You see him with the beret as well.
Okay, so I'm kind of in risky enough territory here now as well.
There'll be many left, aren't there? A lot of Italians, obviously.
Yeah.
None of whom are Italian.
Guinovez,
yes. One of the rare non-long-term French coaches. Of which there are two.
I don't know. This is a complete shot in the dark. Was there a guy called Nick Mallett?
Yes, Italy coach.
Good God.
South African.
Don't know where.
Great name.
Serious knowledge.
Ian McGeachan?
Yeah, Ian McGeachan.
Oh, lads, this is top class stuff.
I wouldn't have realised McGeachan went so far into the 2000s now, I have to say. I would have been worried about that one. He's well into it. Five, 6 years.
How many do we have?
Left?
Yeah.
There's a good few. There's loads.
I don't know if he managed in the Northern Hemisphere, but Jake White?
No. It's not a bad guess, I have to say. Very good educated guess, but it is unfortunately wrong. Did you have any more, Ger?
Gavin Hastings?
Nope.
There you go.
You only need one more in the end. David, Brad Johnston?
Oh, Brad, yeah.
I don't really know who he is. Steve Hansen took over from Graham Henry. John Kerwin was manager of Italy for a long time, or coach of Italy for a while. Barbizier was Italy, and then I think later France. Frank Haddon. Scott Johnson was Wales caretaker 1 year, and then 7 years later was Scotland caretaker for 2 years in a row, which I don't really understand, but there you go. Brian Ashton, Gareth Jenkins, yeah. Mark Levermont. Philippe Saint-André.
We got that.
Jacques Brunel was Italy and France coach. Vern Cotter was Scotland coach.
That's the one I couldn't think of.
Franco Smith. I don't know who that is. Wayne Pivac. Ibanez was randomly a caretaker coach for a game under Galtier. I think that might have been against Ireland. Kieran Crowley. Gonzalo Quesada. And Steve Tandy is the current Welsh coach. Didn't get two current coaches there, which is a pity, but it was a very well played. Okay, so last round here. Any club? No, that's last week's question. Hold on, let me figure out what this week's question is. Yes, okay. It is men's footballers with 10 or more goals for Ireland. I believe Arthur is bidding first here, then Ger, or going first, sorry. This isn't the bids round.
No.
Then Gerard and David. There are 16 in all.
Ooh, small list.
10 goals, like.
This is just men's?
Yeah, just men's.
Robbie,
I actually was including the women's, but unfortunately the record booking is not trustworthy enough.
Robbie Keane is the first one. He said, is me next?
Yeah, 68 goals for Robbie Keane.
Niall Quinn.
21 goals for Niall Quinn. Second on the list.
John Aldridge.
47 more goals than anybody else. John Aldridge, 19.
Arthur?
Oh, sorry. Frank Stapleton.
Yeah, 20. 20 goals for your country. There's also 10 anyway.
More goals for Ireland. I'm going to guess Shane Long.
Yeah, 17. Well up there.
John Walters.
John Walters is there with 14 goals for Ireland.
John.
I think Kevin Doyle.
Kevin Doyle also 14. Oh my God, it's so cold in here.
Don Givens.
Yeah, Don Givens, 19. Very good. Fourth, joint fourth on the list.
Is Michael Hill
doing well?
No, it's me next, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is
yeah.
You. Well,
sorry, sorry. Yeah, sorry. I forget you.
I don't know if he has 10 goals, does he? Clinton Morrison?
No. No, 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 no.
Ray Howden?
No. Sure gets the point there.
Ian Hart?
Ian Hart is right, yeah, 11. Tony Cascarino is the big one he's missed, 19 goals.
Oh, I scratched that out and I didn't even see him.
Noel Cantwell had 14. There was a Jimmy Dunn before this Jimmy Dunn from the 1930s who scored 13 goals in 15 games.
Did Johnsy get 10?
No, only 5 for John. Jerry Daly,
right,
former United player, 13. Ian Hart, you had. James McLean has 11. And then Troy Parrott, 5 goals in his last 2 games. That's pulled him up to 10.
Yeah.
And Robbie Brady also has 10 goals. Right. And they are the 16 Brady. Irish players with 10 or more goals.
I was going to guess Damien Duff and Shane Duffy anyway. So I was.
Jerry gets the point here. I'll go through the scores in a minute, but you either know this video or you don't, lads, so I'm sorry if you don't. But to celebrate the life of John Virgo, I'm going to test your memory of one of the best videos on the internet.
What's happening? Is this the fourth one of these?
I've only done 2, haven't we?
Oh, maybe you have. Sorry. Yeah. I'm going to have my way in words here. Sorry.
I think so. unless I did one that I don't remember.
No, sorry. I was for the other ones.
Anyway, to celebrate the life of John Virgo, who died sadly this week, I'm going to test your memory of one of the best videos on the internet, the Brian's Gun video called Where's the Cue Ball Going? Please name for me any cue balls featured in the video. Note, they must be bald.
How many
bald people?
18.
Okay.
I wasn't able to fully identify one, but I do have I do have his surname.
Where do you see
who's going first?
Arthur. Maybe that's where we went wrong last time. I think
I was going first last time.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, let's do David then. Sorry, yeah.
The Brian's Gun video, we're not going to be played it like here on the screen though.
No,
that would make it very easy. Yeah.
People.
Yeah, but I thought it'd be like something like Question of Sport kind of style and really.
No,
who's
no,
next?
No. You just have to remember it. Remember some of the clips.
Okay. Eric Ten Hag.
Did everybody watch
correct
this week?
And do you know what I would say? If you think of bald footballers, you have a good chance. Like we did when we did the round of the we're going to start a fire, the memory song. Just like name people associated with Irish football.
Me next.
Yeah.
Pep.
Pep is in it, yeah.
They were the two names that I had written down. Lombardo.
No.
Ah!
No, I didn't see him. No, he's not there. Where's the cue ball going? For anyone, I'm sure everyone knows it, but for anyone who doesn't, I would encourage. It's like among the best video editing.
Yeah.
Audio video editing I've ever seen.
That guy's a genius.
Yeah.
And uses our stuff a lot, so I like him even more.
And he what?
Uses our stuff a lot.
All right.
Yeah. Is he as prolific still?
No,
I haven't seen new ones in a while.
No. Maybe it's just the way the internet works. It's all nostalgia these days, Arthur, you know?
You can just retweet this when somebody passes away.
Nothing but wall-to-wall nostalgia.
Sean Dyche?
No.
Jesus.
Sean Dyche is a shaved head, I think, though, isn't it? That he'd have been in...
It was Ketsbaya.
Tomori Ketsbaya, yeah, going absolutely...
Dion Dublin. Banal.
No, funny enough, it's one of his only videos without Dion Dublin. Fabian Barthez gets kissed on the head by Laurent Blanc, I believe. Gianni Infantino.
Zidane.
Is early on. Zidane headbutts Materazzi. Saul Campbell. It's okay.
That Saul Campbell clip is unbelievable. Do you remember it?
He goes flying off.
Yeah.
That's it. It's like, where's he? He's okay. Howard Webb, who pushes over a Spurs player. I was trying to figure out. It turned out it was a testimonial, so it was okay. Danny Mills, Mike Phelan, bursting the balloon. Murray gets by it. Wayne Rooney with a forgotten era of a really, really bald head.
Yeah.
Before he got the transfer.
Flying at us.
Vincent Kompany tackling a kid. Arjen Robben.
Do you think there was a connection between that and surgery?
No, I think it was pre-surgery, but he was that strange level of bald, where it was almost there's just no hair there at all.
Roberto Carlos, Thomas Gravesen and Lee Carsley, someone in a black and white kind of looking like Southampton jersey called Santos, no idea who that was.
But not Lombardo.
And Chris Marsden.
All right.
There you go. Who got that point?
Me.
Right, okay, and that leaves the scores on Ger on 5, Arthur on 4, David on 2. Let's go back to the once again fun magic numbers round for round 4. We've changed the rules, stealing from Arthur's quiz last week. We're going to do something a little different. I'm going to give you 5 questions with numerical answers, and you have to list for them from higher to lowest. Exactly the way Arthur did it last week. I'm not sure if I've explained it as well as he did, though. You win a point for every correct placing you have on your final list. So,
we've taken 54 minutes to get to this point, and we've won 5 points maximum between us. And now someone's going to win 5 points if they get this one round right.
That's 5 point maximum because you have 5 points.
So. Yeah.
Okay, anyway, the number of international goals scored by Diego Maradona, the number of goals Troy Parrott has scored for club and country this season, the number of test caps won by Simon Easterby, the number of Irish rugby wins over France in history, the number of times LeBron James has been an NBA All-Star. You got 30 seconds to figure it out while Sinatra sings, and it ends up Bright Shiny Beats.
So what are we figuring out?
Never go off
script. The order.
Oh, what's the highest?
So basically, highest to lowest, and you give me the 5, and
Maradona goals for who? International goals.
Troy Parrott goals this season. Simon Easterby test caps. Irish wins over France in history of men's senior rugby.
I'm not confident.
LeBron All-Stars.
What? Not confident of any of it.
All right, time is up. Jared, give us your order there.
So from bottom, Ireland versus France.
Literally said highest lowest.
Literally highest lowest.
Oh, sorry. From top. Easterby caps. Maradona goals. Troy Parrott goals this season. Ireland versus France. Sorry, LeBron All-Star. Ireland versus France is the bottom.
Okay.
Do you have it?
I think so. Yeah. Okay, go for it, David.
Easterby caps. Parrott goals. Maradona goals.
They can change theirs as they on the basis of what I say.
But I'm not reacting.
You should just. Ours is like what?
It's written down.
Ireland wins over France, and then LeBron James last.
Okay, and Arthur, you next.
I mean, I spectacularly misheard something last night. Ireland wins over France.
Okay.
Maradona. Easterby, Parrott, LeBron.
Right, so you pulled it out of the fire there with 2 points at the end, Arthur. David, you get 3 points and Ger gets 1. So Simon Easterby is top. He's got 67. He's miles out ahead of everybody else in this
list. I got that point.
You got that point, and so did David. The next is Irish wins against France, which is 37.
Oh, yeah. I actually
in history.
Had that, and I changed
it last night.
Changed it because of you.
You did change. He just admitted it.
That's deductive points, right?
He just changed on the basis of answer.
No, that's
he hadn't written down.
Ban.
No, come on.
He hadn't written down.
That's nonsense.
Guys, can we move on? We're already.
What are you talking about? This is like
Maradona is next with 34, which. David got right randomly, then Troy Parrott with 27, which Arthur got, and then LeBron has 22 All-Stars in his 22 years in the league. David and Arthur both get that, but it's still the list.
I had 4 in the correct order. There was 1 that I had wrong.
It's a tough round.
It's a bullshit round.
It's a tough round.
It's a nonsense round.
Does anybody know what the scores are? You're still in the lead here. You're still in the lead.
New Black Sox.
Born.
Okay. Joint lead, isn't it?
All right, bearing in mind we're out of time here, folks. David is on 5 points. Arthur's on 6. And Ger's on 7. No, Ger is on 6, actually, because he only got 1 point there. Yeah, so. Okay, so coin toss before we came on air, I hope.
I don't think it's ever been this close in any time I've done it.
What happened to the coin toss? If it is Arthur and Ger. Arthur wins the coin toss. Do you want to go second or last?
Second to last, please. Let him carry it home.
All right, on to the final. Our winner tonight will be decided in the round that separates the wheat from the chaff, the Limerow seniors from the Limerow juniors. It's the never unfair egalitarian rapid fire round. You'll each have a rapid fire round of 20 seconds, 1 point for each correct answer. We'll start in the player with the lowest score, which is David, then on to the next and continue like that. This is all very close. There's a lot to play for. David, if you're ready, and I can see through my eyes, I actually can't at the moment. Give me 1 second. Excuse me. Okay, David, if you're ready, your time starts now. What team were relegated from the League of Ireland Premier Division last year?
Cork City.
Who was the manager of Benfica?
Jose Mourinho.
Who scored France's first try against Ireland last night?
Beale Beery.
Where were the 2022 Winter Olympics held?
In the snow.
Who was the Monaghan football manager?
Gabriel Bannigan.
Will Jarvis signed for what Irish club this week? Marty Fish is associated with what sport?
Table tennis.
No, just normal tennis.
Oh, he is, yeah.
Yeah, American tennis player. Thought you got that one. That would have been a big one. So you got
big one anyway.
Beijing was the Winter Olympics. I think you got everything else right. So you got Cork, you got Mourinho, you got Beale Beery, you got Bannigan, and you got Shelburne, which means that is 5 points, which puts you on to 10 overall. The two lads are on 6. That's a good score. That's a score in the clubhouse.
That is a good score.
That is a score in the clubhouse. Okay.
Of course, he should be banned for life.
He should be banned.
I should be banned.
Like, I can... Well, you can make my own decision and change.
I can only take the answer that's written on your sheet.
He is getting a rookie. He's getting a rookie dispensation there, which really he shouldn't. But, okay. Arthur, you decided to go for this one.
Yeah.
When you won that valuable coin toss at the start of the show. Brona, if you're ready, Arthur, if you're ready, your time starts now. What team survived the relegation playoff in last year's League of Ireland?
Dundalk.
Who is the manager of Ipswich Town?
McKenna.
What French player kicked 11 points for France against Ireland last night?
Ramos.
Who are currently top of Division 1, the National Football League?
Pass.
Who is the Kilkenny hurling manager?
Ling.
James Clark signed for what League of Ireland club team this season?
Waterford.
James Wade is associated with what sport?
Dart.
Yes.
I think you got a good few of them wrong.
Waterford survived relegation. Kieran McKenna was correct. Thomas Ramos was correct. Mayo are top.
Yeah.
Derek Ling.
Yeah, I got four.
And Darts puts you on to 10.
Yeah.
Okay, so Derry City is where James Clark has signed. I thought you would know it, but there you go. Mayo, in fairness, on points difference. That's whether you see the table or not this week. And I said, Waterford, sorry.
Yeah,
the team that survived the relegation playoff. Okay,
and
so
I knew Dundalk came up.
Definitely have a tiebreaker unless Ger gets 5 or more. And Ger, your time starts now. What club were promoted from the League of Ireland First Division last season?
Cove.
Who was the manager of Barnsley?
Conor Hearn.
Yeah, who scored Ireland's first try against France last night?
Timmy.
Who is the Seattle Seahawks quarterback who will start the Super Bowl on Sunday?
Sam Darnold.
Who is the manager of the Meath Senior Footballers?
Robbie Brennan.
Enda Stevens joined. I'm going to give you one more after this. Enda Stevens joined what League of Ireland club?
Shamrock Rovers.
Okay. Yelena Isibaneva is associated with what sport? The answer here on my sheet is wrong. But anyway, there you go.
He's already won, is he?
I don't know.
Tennis?
No.
I thought he had pole vault.
We're record holder, best ever. Anyway, so that means I did give you that one for a couple of mishaps, although your answer of Cove deserved the laugh, to be honest. Yeah. Dundalk.
What was actually the question?
What team were promoted from the League of Ireland?
I just completely blanked. I was like...
Fair enough. Okay, who was the manager of Barnsley? Conor Hearn is right. That's one. Nick Timoney was correct. Sam Darnold was correct. Robbie Brennan was correct. And Shamrock Rovers was correct.
Boom!
Somehow got 5 in a row in the middle of that. I didn't even realise. Okay.
Look at the sickening
face. Play that music.
Look at him.
For the boss.
It's
the boss demands that music be played earlier, Brona.
Screw you, Sligo. Screw you, Monaghan.
Kildare.
Look, we might have let the country
five
down
players.
Last night.
Mm. Yeah. Did any of them?
We did our best.
Maybe 2 or 3. Okay. That's all from the crappy quiz.
What a performance.
We'll be
Come
back
on.
Next week.
Thank I start off like a stuttering prick and I get to the very end, 5 in a row. What are you talking about? The quizmaster laughing.
Thank
in the
you
middle
to everybody outside.
Outrageous behaviour.
Thank you to Centra.
Woo!
Thank you to you for putting up with it. Bye.
The Crappy Quiz on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by Centra. Kick off with a cold one. Over 18s only. Drink responsibly. Get the facts. Visit drinkaware.ie.
Off the Ball. GAA.
I actually texted Tommy Rooney for tips on how to start a podcast. I was pricing ayahuasca retreats, so I think for the safety of everybody, it's better off just to throw all the headspace into an intercounty game.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.